Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Gay Sex.
Oh, fuck me, man. Put that big one in me. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, man. Oh, fuck, that's good. Oh, fuck. Hey, man. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. Yeah, man. Oh, fuck. Damn, man. Oh, fuck me. Please fuck me. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it. We got it. Flea market. Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, hey freaks, Stimenson with you. Back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. I am in a mood today, a funk, if you will. An angry, blustery funk. Hurricane Tim's gonna blow through on today's episode of Distorted View Daily. Listen, you know how I feel about the elderly. Something has set me off. What pisses me off about old people today is, you know, old people tend to be conservative Republican types, right? I don't need the government to coddle me, yet you freak the fuck out if your Social Security check is late. It's a government program. I don't care. I earned that. I put money into it. Yeah, well, it's still a government program. Shut your fucking wrinkled lips. Your thin, wrinkled lips, for Christ's sakes. Talk about coddling, though. They don't like to be coddled. But we got to design special phones for them because they can't see, i.e. the jitterbug. We got to set up, employment opportunities for the elderly. Do you really think Walmart needs greeters? No. That's the dumbest position ever. They're throwing a bone to the elderly. And now... they've got this stupid keyboard. A listener sent this to me thinking that I would be interested. Many years ago on the podcast, I talked about how I enjoy the old school IBM keyboards, right? With the clicky keys, the super loud ones with the mechanical keys. And they thought this was similar, but it's not. This keyboard is made for old people. Take a listen.
Do you struggle to read the keys on your regular keyboard?
First of all, no, I don't. If you struggle to see the keys on your keyboard, one of two things should happen. One, just don't even fucking type. Just give it up. You shouldn't be on the computer anyways, because chances are you're over 70. And second of all, shouldn't you learn how to type without looking at the keys? I mean, you've spent years working on typewriters
and
shit.
Are you constantly hitting the wrong keys?
There's so much about this ad that bugs the fuck out of me. First of all, she's got her glasses on with the little chain. You mean to tell me you can't see the keys even with your glasses on, lady? Come the fuck on! All right, you've got to get your eyes checked, first of all. You shouldn't be typing emails. Transcribing your...
Do you struggle to read...
stupid meatloaf recipes?
Read the keys on your regular keyboard?
Oh.
Are you constantly
She's
hitting...
She's typing the same letter over and over.
Board. Are you constantly hitting the wrong keys by accident?
First of all... This whole commercial is driving me nuts. Look at this. This woman is typing R over and over because she can't see the keys. You should know that. What do you think that's going to produce? Different letters? You know what I mean? Even if you can't see the letters, you should know typing RRR over and over again is not going to produce the results that you want, lady. And second of all, pressing RRR in a text editor or Microsoft Word or whatever is not going to produce the error message that pops up on her screen. When you hear that noise, I don't know what error, what program she's using.
Are you constantly hitting the wrong keys by...
It's like games... I think that's from Family Feud when you guess the wrong answer. 100 people surveyed, top 4 answers on the board. Old people should not do what? Leave the house.
Instantly hitting the wrong keys by...
Really? That's not the number one answer? All right. So, okay. So she I don't know. She's typing the same letter over and over again. And there's an error message that pops up.
Instantly hitting the wrong key.
It's a big red box, and it says, failed to receive proper coding. Coding. Grandma's trying to learn C++ or something. Lisp, one of those antiquated computer programming language. You know, I'm stopping on the I'm freeze framing on what she was doing. It looks like she was writing an email. It said something about, Grandma, how are you? I miss you. We're having a great time here. It would be fun if you were here now. Oh, but too bad. You've got your fucking arthritis. You can't leave the house. This is why I say old people shouldn't leave the house. And Family Feud, that would be one of the top answers, I swear.
Totally hitting the wrong...
All right, so this is the error message. Failed to receive proper coding. Something about incorrect, recover file, restart computer now.
Keys by accident? Then you need Easy Eyes, the new large print keyboard that makes typing easy on your eyes.
Oh, she could take her glasses off and everything.
And more accurate, too. Easy Eyes is ergonomically designed with big, bold print on...
All right, does that keyboard look ergonomically designed to you? It looks like the cheapest, flattest looking keyboard I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's not split into two. Remember those old Microsoft keyboards that would be, you know, split and they're at like an angle? And then I've also seen like Logitech keyboards that are, I think it's called the Wave, and how the keys are sort of not, they're not flat. You know what I mean? So this keyboard is not ergonomically designed. I don't know where the hell they came up with that. But old people, you know, will buy anything.
All 104 keys, making it a joy to use. The secret is...
Oh, it's got every single key? Every single letter? You don't have to buy the S keys separately? Oh, this is amazing!
The high contrast colors and the oversized print, which is four times larger than the print on a standard keyboard.
Larger.
The Easy Eyes keyboard works with both PC and Mac computers and requires no complicated software to use. Just plug it in. And
oh, God, you gotta plug it into your USB port? How the hell are the old people gonna do that? Those things are so small!
Starts working right away. There's even a version that glows in the dark, so you can work late without disturbing others. Now you can
work late
and keep in touch.
The hell are old people doing on computers that's so important? Looking at fucking porn or something. All right, so where are we at here? They got the oversized print. It's four times larger. Works with your Mac and your PC. And here's some old people typing.
There's even a version that glows in the dark,
yeah.
So you can work late without disturbing others.
Sure.
Now you can keep in touch with your kids and grandkids anytime without frustration and actually enjoy time spent on the computer instead of suffering from eye strain and headaches. Easy Eyes makes a great add-on keyboard for tiny laptops.
Using the computer is so stressful.
Tops. It's the ideal gift for family members who can't see things like they used to. And it's perfect for kids who are just learning the computer.
Ugh.
This one-of-a-kind keyboard
That's
is
another
even
group of people I hate.
Watch as we pour this entire glass of water over the keys.
If you accidentally drop your, your dentures, you know, that glass that you keep your dentures in with your efferent or whatever.
The liquid drains right out, and the keys work just like before. You could pay more than $60 for...
What? You could pay more than $60 for a keyboard?
For a keyboard of this quality, and you'd still...
All right, it's a standard... The only thing different is it has larger letters. It's the most basic, simple keyboard you can find. As a matter of fact, I was on Amazon.com. I found one for like $399 or something.
Struggle to see the keys.
You think they're going to throw in an extra second easy keyboard? Who knows? All right, I've got to switch videos here because for some reason, whoever recorded this video on YouTube did not do the whole thing. And now we're going to switch to a crappier version. Someone actually holding the camcorder or whatever, or their phone, up to the television. Oh, I hate that. It never looks right. It's always jittery and the sound's always fucking off. But whatever. I gotta find out what the special gift is.
Call now and the Easy Eyes large print keyboard is yours for only $19.95. And if you don't agree it's the best keyboard you've ever owned, return it for a full refund. We'll even include this matching ergonomic mouse.
Oh, Oh, a mouse! I should have known.
To be easy on your hands, a $30 value, yours free.
A $30 value, my ass.
But order right now and we'll double the offer.
Wow!
And give you a second Easy Eyes keyboard and the ergonomic mouse for the amazing low price.
So you know, like, when they start doubling the offer, they not only doubling the offer, but giving you other free gifts. Like, you get a mouse, right? You get the keyboard and the mouse, and they're going to double the offer. You know, this costs probably $2 to produce, right?
Just
crappy product.
Just pay separate processing and handling. Call and order yours.
And I've mentioned this before, but the processing, the extra, the money that you're going to spend on the processing, that's where they get you.
Today.
I guarantee you, by the time you get done paying for the $19.95, right, plus processing and handling on that one keyboard mouse set, and then the processing and handling for the second set, you're going to be upwards of, I would say, $60 or $70. The processing is really where they rape you. And, of course, old people will pay it because they don't understand. I'm sure they'll be bitching about it the whole time they're on with the operator. Also, they have to give their credit card number. Do you know how tiny that print is? How are they ever going to manage to do that? If they can't type on a normal size keyboard, how are they going to give out their fucking stupid American Express number? All right, so there you go. That is the Easy Keys, the jitterbug of computer accessories. That is not a compliment. All right, one more clip, and then we'll get into the news. We need to bring some sexy back. Here's a bitch reading from a book while a vibrator is placed firmly in her coont. Let's see how far she gets.
The drink from the cranium, you should know, is very fine. When your brains are gone, what nobler substitute could there be than wine? Oh.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to get much further.
Oh.
Is that in the book? Or is that your orgasm? Not sure how you spell that. Damn. The end. No? Oh, she's still at it. You know, girls, if you're stuck reading War and Peace or Pride and Prejudice or something, just stick a vibrator in your pussy. It makes any book better. Right? Yeah. I love it when girls laugh when they orgasm. It's so weird.
Hi, I'm Sawyer. And that was...
Okay, I don't care. Enough. Thank you very much. By the way, if you are a girl and want to pleasure yourself like that, why not purchase a vibrator from AdamandEve.com? They are a partner of Distorted View, and for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's right, I said 50, 50, half off just about any item. Guys, I haven't forgotten about you. They have all sorts of stuff you can stick your dick in. One of the things that I keep coming back to is this penis mold. You can make your very own dildo, basically. And it molded from your own penis. I don't know why you'd want to do that. If you want to fuck yourself with your own dick, or if, you know, you want to give it to your lady. Maybe you're going away out of town and she can pleasure, you know, she can pleasure herself with your fake dick or something. I don't know. They got over 20,000 adult entertainment products, condoms, lube, costumes, movies. Get 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all with free shipping using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, or you can also use coupon code DV. Either of those two will work at AdamandEve.com. There's a link on the show notes today. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Oh, a lot of people upset that there's been no DVDA this week. Well, let's rectify that situation. Friday, we've got a brand new DVDA. We'll do it prime time again, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Check out distortedview.com/show/live. You can join us in the chat room while you watch the show. You can watch it on Ustream, the app for Android and iPhone. But, you know, it should be a good time. Probably do an hour or so of stupidity, visual stupidity. Lots of stuff that I've been wanting to share with you guys, but a little more visual in nature. I can't share, you know, this lot of stuff with you on this audio podcast if you need to look at it. Oh, by the way, I was video recording today when I was talking about that stupid, ridiculous product for the old people, the keyboard. So check out YouTube, and you can see my rant on that. Been trying to post more videos up on YouTube for you guys. Also, don't forget Distorted Views on Reddit, distortedview.reddit.com. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I don't know if that's considered gaming the system, but we have our own subreddit. A lot of discussion going on, a lot of links to some very not safe for work stuff, and of course, show discussion. So go there right now, distortedview.reddit.com. And finally, if you are not yet Sideshow members, support the program. This is the most important thing I have said all podcasts, so listen very closely. Open up your fucking ears. It is Distorted Views member site, superfreaksideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. The archive of DVDA is up exclusively on the Super Freak Sideshow website. Sign up right now. It costs less than a value meal, and it really does help support the program. All right, and with that, let's do three of these stupid stories. First up, oh, looks like we have one here from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. It's the most fucked up state.
Yes, thank you, Corey. Now, the story comes from a town I think I've mispronounced in the past, but it looks like it should be pronounced Niceville. And so I'm going to pronounce it Niceville because I think the story's funnier if it comes from Niceville. Police were called to a restaurant after a woman allegedly poured coffee over another woman's head, then punched her in the fucking face. It all went down in Niceville. The incident occurred at the Waffle House on John Sims Parkway on August 8th. According to a Niceville Police Department incident report, a man and a woman were leaving the restaurant and took their coffee mugs with them. They were intercepted by another woman. The report did not indicate if she was a Waffle House employee or not, who confronted them about the coffee mugs. The man poured out his coffee on the ground and handed her the cup. There you go, bitch. I don't know if he said that or not, but that's how I would hand the cup back. There you go, bitch. All right. Yeah, they were intercepted by a woman who may or may not be a Waffle House employee who confronted them about the coffee mug. The man poured out his coffee on the ground and handed her the cup. The woman poured coffee over the victim. The victim took the mug from her and turned around to go back into the restaurant. Really? If this was a Waffle House employee, she would have totally cold cocked the bitch, quite frankly. They're hard. They're hard looking women at the Waffle House. Rough. I think rough is the word I'm looking for. Hard and rough. The woman then punched her in the back. The victim didn't want to press charges against her attacker. At least the waitress at the Waffle House didn't spill the coffee, you know, as she was pouring it into their cups originally, because you know what happens with spilled coffee, right? There's a whole PSA about that.
She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch.
I'll bring a little coffee.
Stop it!
How do you like this?
Stop it!
That's my favorite part, the crying at the end. That and the sizzling you can hear when the guy pours the scalding coffee on her face. Ah, great public service announcement. Second story we have for you today. Remember that video clip I played for you where the anti-gay protester went to General Mills and tried to light a box of Cheerios on fire with like a blowtorch or something, and he ended up lighting the lawn of General Mills on fire? Yeah, well, he's dead. Methinks God was behind that one. The gay marriage opponent, whose recent fiery videotape protests outside General Mills gained national attention and triggered a criminal investigation, died over the weekend. Yeah, General Mills doesn't like it when you set their yard on fire. Michael Leisner, 65, died Saturday while running an errand near his Andover, Minnesota home. His funeral service is scheduled for Friday morning at the Emmanuel Christian Center. If you don't remember the video, here's just a little clip.
One out of every 8 boxes of cereal in this country is Cheerios. This is really the treat now of the homosexual. And this is our protest of General Mills. Right there. advocating.
They should have a spokesman like Tony the Tiger, but it could be like, you know, Leon the Faggot. They're fabulous. Even it could be Snagglepuss. Snagglepuss could be the spokesperson for Cheerios. Although that fucking Honey Nut Bee is pretty fruity too. I said this before, you know, when I originally played it. I understand choosing Cheerios because it's really probably the most popular cereal. But he could have used Fruit Loops or something. That would have, you know, makes more sense when talking about the gays, right?
General Mills, what's there, advocating same-sex marriages. So we are going to torch some cereal.
I've never once heard that General Mills is a big pro-homo company. But, you know, I don't keep up on these things. So anyways, he lights the box and then the wind blows and scatters the flames about. His daughter's, like, taping, I think. What's great is he's trying to... He tries to put out the fire with his shoe, and it just keeps spreading, and then eventually he gives up. He's like, all right, let's just go, let's go.
Okay, get out of here, guys.
Yeah.
Quick.
Keep it running. Yeah, this will look... This is good. This is evidence in court.
Get in the car.
Yeah, he says, quick, get in the car. Grabs his stuff. He brought a stool, you know, for the Cheerios, and a bowl, and, of course, the box of Cheerios. He grabs all that stuff and runs, letting General Mills burn to the ground. I think the fire, you know, put itself out. But anyways, back to the story here. You know... So I was thinking about something he said. It doesn't quite add up. I don't think his logic makes sense. He says one out of every eight boxes of cereal sold is Cheerios. So that makes it like a homosexual's favorite. But no one's saying that, you know, that one person out of eight is always homosexual. Gays don't eat Cheerios. You can't buy that at Whole Foods. I think he's saying that everyone who eats Honey Nut Cheerios is a big fat flamer. All right, Leisner's death brings an abrupt end to a police investigation of his protest outside General Mills corporate headquarters in Golden Valley. In an email today, Stacy Carlson, chief of the Golden Valley Police Department, reported that it's being closed exceptionally due to the suspect's death over the weekend. In a video shot by one of his sons. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was daughter. Leisner, a father of four, is seen trying to set fire to a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios. But Leisner, carrying a blowtorch, accidentally set fire to the lawn outside. Leisner staged the Cheerios burning to protest General Mills' announcement that it would oppose a November ballot initiative banning gay marriage in Minnesota. In a Facebook tribute, this should be good, one of Leisner's nephews, a missionary in Costa Rica, wrote in Spanish that Leisner was as bold as a lion of God, though some would remember him as a flaming Elijah. Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, an English translation on the Facebook page mangled part of his tribute. Please pray for the family of Mike to feel the spirit of God as dildo. Oh, wouldn't that be great if that was one of the books of the Bible? Let's all now turn to Dildo 7:15. Ye who penetrates the back gate to heaven shall feel the angry wrath from within the bowels of paradise. May the excrement of 1,000 angels coat your dick. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Oregon. It was close to midnight Sunday when Woodburn resident James Kerth saw the 12-year-old boy running down the street towards him. Kerth said the child, panting and out of breath, begged for help, telling him a man was chasing him. Moments later, a man rounded the corner wearing only underwear. That man, of course, is a priest. Yes. You can't make this shit up. All right. Moments later, a man rounded the corner wearing only underwear. He stood a short distance away, trying to wave the boy over. This kid's running from him. Come on. Trying to coax him out with candy. Come on. Trying to wave the boy over as Kerth and his sister-in-law prepared to drive the boy to relatives. Could you imagine that scene? It's like... I picture it in my head, like the kids avoiding the priest, running around trees, and everything's all sped up very fast, like the, you know, and with the Benny Hill music playing in the background. Sure, why not? The priest coming. Come on! Like using his hands, like a grabbing motion, like, I'm gonna get you! And then The priest runs around a bush and his robe gets snagged on it. Robe comes flying off. But he's like naked in a bikini or something. They're all in their underwear. And then, like, you know, UK style police come. The bobby. They're using their whistles to blow at them. They're waving their batons around. That's how I see this whole situation going down. All right, he was staring at us, said Heather Rodriguez, 28, Kurth's sister-in-law, who was also outside. Then he stood there with his hands on his hips, like, you're really not going to give him to me? Come on. Rodriguez and Kurth, 35, told the man they were calling the police. Only then, they said, did the man jog away. The man who chased after the boy that night, Woodburn police say, was the Reverend Angel Armando Perez, the parish priest at St. Luke Catholic Church. Early Monday, the boy gave police a detailed account of the alleged sex abuse he said occurred at Perez's home, leading to Perez's arrest later Monday. Court records released Tuesday detail the alleged abuse and the pastor's actions after the incident. Basically, what happened was the priest said, hey, to the kid's parents, hey, I'd like to take this little boy, your son, out to the mountains. little camping trip. Would that be okay? And the family said, okay. And they dropped him off at the priest's house, where, apparently, Perez gave the little kid beer and watched a movie. The boy told investigators that an air mattress was set up on the living room floor. After the boy fell asleep, he was woken up by a couple of flashes. He said when he opened his eyes, he saw Perez next to the air mattress with one hand on the boy's genitals and one holding a cell phone. The boy discovered his underwear and shorts lowered to his knees while Perez was dressed in underwear and a t-shirt. The boy said he went to pack up his things when Perez went upstairs. Father Angel called to him saying, come back to bed. My son. Instead, the boy said goodbye and ran the fuck off. Perez's defense is that he just drank too much, pretty much blacked out, and doesn't remember what happened. Incriminating. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, the very fun part of the show where I turn the mic over to you guys and let you say whatever you want. Yes, caller.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Sideshow member Broken Robot here. I finally got DV back. It's been
Yay.
Like a month. First, my PayPal messed up, and I don't know if you fixed it or it fixed itself, but if you did, thanks for putting in the time. Then you had the power outage. Then my iPod died, and I had to go get a new one anyway. Finally got it back the first day.
When it rains, it pours, huh?
At work with DV. I'm so happy to have it. And I realized something kind of frightening is that without, like, having DV at work, my life is actually slightly better. Like, somehow, this show actually improves my standard of living.
That'd make a great slogan for Distorted View. It makes your life slightly better.
Hey, Tim, it's Pope John.
Laughing at the misfortune of others. And, of course, the cum farts. We can't forget about the cum farts.
John Paul III here. And I just listened to an older episode where you were talking about racist Elmo in Central Park.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think you have it wrong. He's not alternating between being nice kids and shouting racist rants. He's luring in these parents with his, you know, he's being sweet and all his parents will take pictures.
It's all very calculated.
With Elmo. And then he changes over once he has his audience. He starts bringing up the Jews.
Once the kids are, you know, within his grasp.
And they're Jew-spiracy.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd give you that input.
Not well, we're all living in the Jew-USA, as Glenn Miller calls it.
You really give a shit about me at all.
What?
Bye.
I give a shit about you. I love you, as Miss Cleo says.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. This is Solid, Sideshow member from Warhol. You've been saying it, you know, for about a week now that your birthday was coming up and shit.
Yeah.
And
that was a hint. Get you guys to give me presents.
I did not call you and wish you a happy birthday.
That's
okay.
But
then again, you know, I really don't wish anybody a happy birthday because sometimes your birthday is not very happy.
It doesn't matter. I'm a national fucking treasure, and you should be celebrating and the fact that I made it another year on this wretched planet.
What I usually do is say this, and I do mean this from the bottom of the little piece of coal that is my heart.
Okay.
Timmy Boo, congratulations upon another year well spent.
Thank you.
You're not
well spent.
Dead. We're all entertained.
For a year, I've been sitting in front of this computer doing stupid podcasts for you guys.
keep up the good work, sir.
It's a very fulfilling life I have.
Jigu Timmy Boo, Haley's Comet, calling up about the friend of yours who has roommates using cloth sanitary pads.
A sanitary
pad?
The
soaking bucket that they have is really pretty gross and unnecessary. I know multiple people who use cloth sanitary pads. I found out about it through the cloth diapering communities that my wife and I were part of when our son was still in diapers.
What the fuck is that? Why do you need a whole community? What is going on? What, do you share cloth diapers or something?
Soaking these things in bloody water is really unnecessary. I mean, you take it off, you rinse the blood out if you need to. You know, if you're on a heavy flow day and you need to rinse it out, you rinse it out, and then you put it in a hamper. And then you wash it with the rest of your laundry. Not the whites, because, well, blood can stain. And
look, this is all great, and I appreciate your tips, but I don't need this information.
That's about it. You don't really need to soak them for a prolonged period. I mean, if they're really bad, you can spritz them with a little bit of stain remover or add some OxyClean to the wash.
But Febreze might irritate your vagina.
That's about all you need to do.
Look, I'll pass that information along to the hippie fucking freaks leaving their bloody cloth sanitary pads in a bucket.
Hey, Tim, I was watching the Olympics the other day, and I saw a nigger.
Okay.
Jigu Timmy Boo is that chum under bunny. I know I've been around for a while. I went on vacation and I'm now trying to catch up with shows. I'm horribly behind. But I heard this amazing story from my brother today, and I just had to share it. It was my first thought after, like, laughing my ass off. But we're leaving this restaurant. He was telling me about a friend that I remember he had when I was a kid. And he was, like, this really disgusting story. And he met this girl, I guess. Like, they were just out drinking, like, typical guy.
Yeah.
He was this guy, drinking this girl, and went back to her place to, like, pull around stuff. And she pulls out anal beads, and then he goes, you know, I'm not really into that. And she goes, no, they're not for me, they're for you. And he's like super drunk. He's like, okay, I'll try it.
Really?
And so she inserts them all in, and then instead of, you know, pulling them out slowly and easy and stuff, she just fucking yanks them out, and of course causes his bowels to just void themselves. And
Jesus.
All over.
I love the fact that this girl whips out some anal beads and he says, oh, I'm not really into that. As if saying, I'm not into sticking stuff up in your ass. And she's like, no, they're for your ass. And then he's like, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense.
Her bed, looking just like horrified, like, oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, you know why? Because guys don't prepare. When they go out for a night on bars or whatever, thinking they're going to pick up chicks, they don't worry about, you know, their asshole, because they don't think anything's going to happen with the asshole. You know, so I can't say that this guy did anything wrong when he shit all over the place.
All over her bed.
He wasn't expecting to get fucked.
Looking just like horrified, like, oh shit, looking, and then looking at her where she's just staring at his shit all over her bed.
That's what she
and
gets.
And then dead face stares at him and says, fuck me in your shit.
Oh my God.
And he did, apparently.
He did? Horny son of a bitch. That sounds about right for a guy. Okay. It's his shit, you know what I mean? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
Are you constantly hitting the wrong keys by accident?
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Do the same over there at Stitcher. However you listen to the show, just rate us and review us. Then don't forget, tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. So if you want to hear it, you got to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I will see you back at the end of the week with the Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
If you look at creationism, you realize it's the only possible answer to all the questions. It's the only possible answer to all the questions.
Did you get to the part on here where it says that science doesn't prove anything? And it's really interesting when you look